Dear brothers and sisters, our general audience today is marked by the spiritual joy of Easter as the Church continues her celebration of Christ's glorious resurrection from the dead. The resurrection is the greatest of God's mighty acts in history. Mysterious beyond all imagining, it is also a real event attested by trustworthy witnesses who in turn became messengers of this good news before the world. In every generation, the gospel of Christ, crucified and risen, must constantly be proclaimed anew. Each of us, as a disciple of Christ, is called to testify to the reality and power of the new life bestowed by the risen Lord upon those who believe. St. Mark, at the end of his gospel, tells us that the Lord worked with the apostles and confirmed the message by the signs which accompanied it. Today, too, the risen Christ wishes to work with us so that we may reflect his words in our words and reveal the power of his love by our actions. During this Easter season, may our personal encounter with the Lord deepen our faith, hope, and love, and inspire us to proclaim with our lips and in our lives the good news that Christ is truly risen. I offer warm welcome to the newly ordained deacons from the Pontifical Irish College, together with their families and friends. Dear young deacons, may the grace of your ordination conform you even more fully to the Lord in humble obedience and faithful service to the building up of the Church in your beloved homeland. Upon all the English-speaking visitors present to today's audience, especially those from England, Scotland, Ireland, Sweden, Malta, Croatia, Australia, Japan, and the United States, I invoke the joy and peace of the risen Christ.